Hey, everybody. If you only listen to one episode of the Innovation Room, guys, make it this one. We've packed 10 of the most game-changing insights from nearly 50 episodes of the podcast into one powerful conversation. You don't want to miss this one. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Innovation Room. I'm one of your hosts, Tori, and I'm here with my co-host, Rhiannon. Ree, can you believe that we're at episode 49?
I absolutely cannot. And this is going to be crazy. A fun one today, Tori. We've had nearly 50 conversations, and those were packed with ideas, insights, innovations. And today we're going to be highlighting our top 10 favorites.
If you're just joining us, this is a perfect time to catch up on what the Innovation Room is all about. And if you've been here since the start, maybe one of your favorites is going to make the list today. Before we want to dig into these top 10 insights, don't forget to like this episode, subscribe to the podcast, and of course, let us know what you think in the comments. So our first insight, number one, is really focused on how are you branding your facility and how does the branding of your facility treat it as a silent influencer? This is a callback to episode 20 of the podcast called Facility Branding and Why It Matters. And guys, just so you know, we are going to be linking back to all of the episodes in the description of today's conversation so that you can easily go back and find some of these key insights. So yeah, so episode 20, Facility Branding and Why It Matters. One of the earliest insights that stuck to us from this episode was just that your facility is branding your business, whether or not you intend it to.
And it's all about that subconscious experience that sometimes we don't even realize. It's what people see and smell, they feel, shapes, or the impressions they get long before they even interact with the staff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about, we've said this many times since episode 20, but we'll say it again. If your signage, if the whole look of your facility, if the way that people experience it with their senses is not positive, then what are they going to think about your brand? They might not recognize that they're creating that they have a negative view of it, but that's why you've got to think about the wider experience. So treat your facility like a branded environment. Okay, so our second insight for this top 10 episode is how does signage play a role in customer trust? This calls back to episode 25 of the podcast and we were focusing on really forecasting for 2024, but this kind of key insight from that episode is still true today in 2025. It's going to be true in 2026 and beyond.
So in episode 25, we talked about and we forecasted signage trends. And one of the most prominent themes that we talked about over and over again was just trust.
Absolutely. This ties back into the first insight that we talked about. Quality signage really signals legitimacy. So if your sign looks cheap or if it's inconsistent, either within the space or across many locations, right? If your signage is broken, customers are going to second guess the business, right? So you have to maintain brand consistency, which then builds customer trust.
Absolutely. This is the one where I talked about being a single lady driving on the side of the road home and whether I would stop at the well-lit gas station with nice signage or the gas station that was dimly lit or signage was out. And definitely you're going to stop at the one that's going to create that feeling of trust.
Our third innovative insight from almost 50 episodes of the podcast, this one is really on how visual clarity of your brand can drive conversions, right? This comes from episode 28 called Sign Design Best Practices. In this episode, we were really digging into how does the design of your sign impact your brand and impact the perception of your brand. So we're talking about legibility, contrast, spacing of letters and logo marks and different images that can impact if somebody actually reads your sign.
Right. And one of the stats that really stood out to us was that signs with clear visual hierarchy are 40% more likely to convert walk-in customers. That's a huge number. And design isn't just aesthetic, it's strategic. So prioritize the clarity to turn your heads and drive the results. And that's huge. 40%.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, especially for our folks in retail who are getting a lot of that walking traffic. Really important to make sure that people can read your sign. But it's also true for locations where folks are driving by, especially if I'm going down the highway at 65, or if you're me and you live in Texas, maybe a little faster than 65. But your signs need to be legible for people to be able to read, at whether they're at a walking pace or at high speeds on the road.
Absolutely. It's those last minute decisions of, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm hungry. I want to turn in here. Oh yeah, I did need to go there to return something. And whatever it may be, it's that last minute. We talked about car washes, huge mm-hmm. last minute decision. If it's not clear and concise, mm-hmm. you're not going to get that conversion of those walk-in customers last minute.
Yeah, absolutely. I can think of a number of times where I've been driving down the highways here in Houston, and there are, whether it's billboards or just other signage, it's not legible. And so I'm trying to see, like, maybe the font on the sign is too small, or there's too much else going on, or it's actually just a poorly laid out design to where there's no focal point for my attention. All those things are super important to think about. You can find more resources about sign design on our website too. Okay, y'all, we're on to insight number 4. And this one is really on how your branding should maybe be shaped by the season that you're in. This calls back to episode 46. That episode is called Designing Signs That Attract and Convert. So static signage doesn't have to be a thing anymore. In episode 46, we were talking all about how brands are changing out their signage to maybe match different seasons or to adjust to campaigns and maybe even just customer moods.
Absolutely. And this keeps your brand fresh and also relevant without having to fully rebrand all the time. We all know, we've talked about it before, about signage expense, and a full rebrand can be very, very expensive. And so this is potentially a way that's a little bit more cost effective.
Absolutely. This is where digital signs really come into play. So be considering, how can you implement digital signage in an effective way across your locations? All right, guys, we're halfway there. On to insight number 5, which is that really faux neon, in some ways, across design might be the future. So in episode 44 of the podcast, we were talking about top signage trends for 2025. Faux neon is a huge one.
So I remember this episode very well because mm-hmm. faux neon is so fun. And yeah. People like the look of that retro signage. And I think that trend is definitely coming back. So in episode 44, we showed why this trend is coming back.
From a very practical standpoint, faux neon uses less energy than real neon. It lasts longer because those are LED lights instead of neon or even fluorescent lights. And it really gives brands that retro glow that Rhiannon mentioned just a minute ago, without all of the maintenance that comes with maintaining real neon. So innovative insight number 6, this one is all about how artificial intelligence is really reshaping and reinventing the way that companies, brands go about facility management. And we talk about facility management, facility maintenance quite a bit on the podcast. That's what Rhiannon's department does. So we're going to take a look at episode 42 when we were talking about just some trend predictions for 2025. And obviously AI is a huge part of the conversation. It's changing literally on a daily basis. One of the biggest kind of future forward ideas that we talked about was how artificial intelligence is going to impact facilities, not just in automation. That's technically not really even artificial intelligence, but how is AI going to impact decision-making, whether it's the AI that's connected to the facility itself that's making decisions, or empowering facility managers to make better decisions.
Right. And AI is evolving so quickly, mm-hmm. but it's one of those things that if you don't jump on the bandwagon, you're going to be left in the dust. And that's totally what we talked about. So from smart maintenance schedules to customer flow analysis, AI is just really changing how our spaces operate and completely reinventing the wheel here. So facility leaders should embrace the AI tools and optimize both experience and the operations.
All right, y'all. Insight number 7 this is all about training. How do we train our techs to help build our brands in really positive and effective ways? This one is from episode 36 of the podcast, when we talked about the value of employee training. But in this case, we want to touch specifically on those technicians, the people who are out in the field.
And they are the face of your brand. They're the face of your company. They're the ones that are being seen and heard. And it's so important to invest in their training, invest in their time. And it's one of those things that we have all talked about, the skills gap and the trades gap and how important that is. And in my tenure at North American Signs, I have definitely seen a switch. And I think that there's been a lot of focus on this, and hopefully I think we're turning in the right direction, but it's definitely so important, because when you are not putting in the time, energy, and effort to those technicians that are right in the field, it's going to be noticed. And it's one of those things, in the mix of this big world of technology, if there's a mishap or somebody's not behaving the way they should, or they're not doing things correctly, that's going to be seen and heard, and sometimes for a negative. And we don't want that negative connotation on something that we could definitely have trained and enhanced those skills with them.
Absolutely. It's the classic, people are always much more likely to leave a negative review than a positive one. Mm-hmm. So the ideal situation is that the way that your techs interact with your clients is such a delightful customer experience that they want to actually leave a positive review, right? So just y'all take the time, invest in your techs, invest in your frontline people, because they are truly the face of your brand. It's going to pay off in brand perception and, of course, in the long-term savings in your bottom line. So insight number eight, innovative insight number eight, all about how do we empower our employees to take real ownership of their work. In episode 33 of the podcast, this one's called Workplace Autonomy and the Impact of Remote Work. We did this episode, it was a lot closer to when COVID was like still a really prevalent part of our day-to-day lives, but it's still super relevant, right? There's still a lot of people who are remote workers. We're largely remote at North American Signs. So whether you are a remote worker or maybe even in person, right, autonomy and ownership and responsibility of your work can really drive productivity.
Absolutely. This episode reminded us that when teams feel trusted, they take more initiative and they care more about the outcomes. And I believe this wholeheartedly. This is something that we focus on significantly in my department. And it is very important to me that my team members know that they manage their projects from start to finish, and that they are empowered to make decisions on those locations, and that they feel confident enough to have the knowledge in the background. And if they don't, or if they feel like they're missing something, that they are empowered to come to us and let us know that they're not going to get reprimanded or told, you should know this already. Absolutely not. My team is the cornerstone, the background, the backbone to everything that happens. And just like we talked about in the last initiative, that you need to invest in those employees and invest in their support system so that they lead and their engagement just skyrockets, to make sure that the outcomes definitely are what you intend them to be, and even more so.
Okay, y'all, we're nearing the end here. So innovative insight number nine, women are changing the sign industry, not just the sign industry, but the working world in general. So episode 35 of the podcast, we invited people to just consider a career in the sign industry. What does it look like to work for a sign company?
So absolutely. This was one of my favorite episodes that we did. We had some fantastic guests on, and we just highlighted the amazing women that are building careers in signage. I, for one, never thought that I would end up in this industry, and here I am. And there are so many fantastic women that are paving the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody from welders to project managers, we're really seeing a shift across all facets of the industry. It's helping the industry thrive. completely. And if you, we've talked about this on the podcast before, and it may have been this episode, I don't specifically remember, but the ways that women in leadership roles too are really positively impacting the workforce, and they're inviting companies to think a little bit more broadly, especially about things like human care. How are we taking care of our employees in ways that are really meaningful, especially because the way that the workforce looks now is just different, not only in our actual demographic makeup, but also in the ways that people kind of approach work and their careers in general. So it's much, much less common to have somebody who wants to spend their entire career at a single company and retire and get the gold watch and do some of those things. And so I think women in particular are really helping us understand, how do we meet these people in who don't have that kind of mindset? How do we meet them in new ways? Especially, we always talk about younger generations. How are we helping millennials and Gen Z adapt? So I think women are particularly gifted often in that area. Our final insight, everybody, innovative insight number 10, national partnerships. Just partnerships in general. We shouldn't even say just national partnerships, but partnerships in general. We talked about this specifically in our last episode, car washes and curb appeal, but the value of partnerships transcends just the car wash industry.
So in episode 48, we showed how small businesses are partnering with the national brands, and that's helping them scale fast. And that's super important. And there's a lot of ways that signage plays a part in that.
Right. That could look like maybe standardizing signage. We would definitely, of course, recommend standardizing your signage to, it just makes the whole sign process a lot easier. But how can your signage also help you cross promote your services? How does it help you create a really consistent customer experience, which goes back to some of those earlier insights that we talked about of building that brand trust. So, we just really want to invite y'all, consider who are your key vendor partners who are helping you execute your brand and your brand values. And are those companies that are able to help you scale effectively? Are they people who really understand your brand and care about your brand and want to see it thrive as much as you do?
Right. And this is just thinking beyond the local vendors. And we are not saying at all that local vendors aren't fantastic, because obviously we partner with local vendors as well.
Yeah.
And it's just looking at what your goals are and what your strategy is in that expansion. And national partnerships can create that momentum that you need. And they also have so many contacts and so many outreaches where they can get that smaller scale to where you're wanting it to be and how many locations you're wanting it to be at a much faster pace if you are ready to make that leap. Okay, so that's it, Tori. That's our top 10. I, again, cannot believe that we are on episode 49 going into our 50th episode. So we could have picked 20 more, of course, but that's our top 10.
Absolutely. Y'all, we are so thankful for you as our listeners and, of course, all the guests who have made this podcast what it is. Episode 50 is next, and we've got something really special planned, so stay tuned for that.
Absolutely. Subscribe, follow, and just let us know in the comment which insight hit home for you. And if there's anything that maybe stuck out to you that we might have missed, reminder that all of the extensive episodes for these specific insights will be also down below.
Thanks, y'all. And until next time, keep innovating.